I've done so many stupid things. I've done so many things that have lacked wisdom. I have betrayed myself in acting in a way that that really goes counter to my most deeply cherished values. Take, for example, I believe that the foremost thing we are placed here on earth by God to do is bestow dignity on people in all times. That means to say hello to them in the morning. It means to compliment them. There are times that I have had, let's say, financial pressures. I've sunk deeply into myself, and I've barely spoken to my own wife. And here she is, dependent on my affection, as husbands and wives should be on each other. And I can't find the love within my heart to give it because I feel like a failure at that moment. That's a phenomenal betrayal of everything I preach about marriage and relationships. Or if I ever get angry and I yell at someone, I mean, that's an absolute betrayal of everything I stand for, which is to make people feel like they matter, not making them feel like they're diminished. And I think my own volatility as a person is always what I have most regretted. And I was raised in a very volatile environment. But, you know, once you become an adult, there's no excuses anymore. You really have to then, you have to practice what you preach. You have to walk the walk, not just talk. So, you know, I've tried my best. And I don't think I'm completely healed yet. And I don't know if I'll ever be completely healed. But I think that one of the ways you do heal yourself is by trying to heal others. And when you start seeing that your own words can have an impact on other people, you begin to believe that maybe it can have an impact on me as well.